This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So a guy tweets to me a graphic of Warren and Dolezal. And the graphic read, so an Indian and an African walk into a bar. Nah, it was two white women, two leftist white women. And so, which is funny. It's very funny. So I tweeted back, at Hillary Clinton, and then it reads, an Indian, an African, and a dude walk into a bar. Nah, it's just three white leftist women. And it got a huge response on Twitter. And, you know, of course, very clever. I'll give myself a hand. But what got me was that how people got it. The idea that you can be a fake Indian, you can be a fake black woman, you can be a fake dude. And so then I decided to have a little bit more fun. So I retweeted it, adding Bruce Jenner, you know, an India, you know, an Indian, a white, an Indian, an African, and a woman, you know, and Bruce Jenner walk into a bar. And I go, nah, it was just three white women. I had to take leftists out because Caitlyn is not a Democrat, supposedly. But anyway, it got a bigger response. And what I, this is what I love about Twitter. It's so instant. It's practically like doing stand up. And if you've ever followed me on Twitter, which I'm at Kevin Jackson TBS, you'll be thrilled to death because I really enjoy going after leftists. I don't have many on my site, but I'll go after them. And you know who I'm really targeting right now? I'm targeting the rhinos. These are the people that want you to believe that they are conservatives as they fight tooth and nail against Donald Trump over nonsense. Oh, he's not presidential enough. He's, look at what he's doing on Twitter. They're saying the same things about Donald Trump today that they did prior to the election, post-election, etc. He just doesn't do this. He doesn't strike me as being this or that. Oh, I so wish we had class in the White House. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Class in the White House versus a guy who is performing at phenomenal. I mean, honest to goodness, if I believed it, I would tell you. If I had any research to tell you differently, I tell you, Donald Trump has undoubtedly had the best first year as a president of probably any president in modern history. And I'm not going to tell you I'm a historian. Check with Newt Gingrich. But I will tell you from a personal perspective, if you are against this guy, you got to be out of your mind. This is rock star status. We'll talk about the stock market here in a bit. How many records can you set in a year? I mean, if you want to compare year one of Donald Trump to year one of Barack Obama, you are insane. And even when you look at progress over the next 8 years, it's going to be mind-blowing what a person who understands politics can do. And let me tell you why this is all happening, people. Because there are many people afraid. Kevin, can it last? Oh, my gosh, what? You know, let me tell you what. The amount of waste in government, the amount of fraud, graft, theft that happens in this government every single day is enough to run entire nations. I'm not exaggerating that. That's why you're seeing such success. You're watching Trump literally dismantle government into pieces. Now, what I don't like is I don't like the budget. It's too big. $4 trillion. My only hope is that he grows it to shrink it because the left is going to, they'll take advantage of this. But let me tell you, by exposing the amount of waste and fraud, if he does this correctly, he'll be able to shrink his budget, cut it in half, get it down to $2 trillion, still have the productivity coming into the nation that we expect, and you're going to watch one of the most prosperous periods in our lives. And it's only because you're watching somebody that's saying, I've got my eye on every nickel and every dime. And we're going to talk about the CFPB and how I talked about this, I don't know, it's probably been a couple years ago on the show. where I said Barack Obama uses your tax dollars to prop him up, to effectively create fake news, to finance their campaigns. He has used this government in ways that are going to blow your mind. You're going to be mad about it. So we have that. But what the theme of the show is going to be today, and by the way, for the you newbies, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, if you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. And we will take some people who called in and talk about what they wanted to discuss during the broadcast today. But the theme is going to be identity theft. Identity theft. And that's why I started out with the joke of the graphic of Elizabeth Warren and Rachel Dolezal. See, the left like to steal identity. This is the world we live in. We live in a world where people are little more than identity thieves. In fact, I'll go a step further. The left are so bad, they don't want their own identities, so they fabricate them. I've talked to you guys about this. I will talk about this until the day I die. And it's a thing that I would tell you from my first book, what I learned about myself, what I've told my kids. Be who you are. Know who you are and be who you are. That's the only thing that will save you in the future. I'm talking about now and in the future. But in this day and age where people can Photoshop you, they can digitally record you and move things around, they can make you look like whatever they want you to. The only survival mechanism you have is you better know who you are, you better be who you are, and surround yourself with people who are willing to say, that's not who he is, I know him 100% or 99.99%. I've talked about it from a psychological perspective. Death, there's a saying, when a person dies, a library burns. And it's true. We all have this knowledge base that we've accumulated over the years, and it's sad when that library burns. But the thing that makes us really take death badly, like your mother dies, your father dies, that's the person who knows you the best. And admittedly, you know, I get teary at anybody's funeral, but I don't feel sad. You know what? My sadness is that the people around them have lost somebody who really knows them. That's my feeling. And my tears and my sadness comes from a kid who lost his mom early in life. The person who theoretically knew me the best at that point, but didn't get to know me. When my grandmother died, I was super sad because she's the person that knew me the best. She knew my true identity. That's who you gravitate to. So I want to talk about that. Why do we steal? Why do the left? Why do they steal identities? And you'll understand why.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where you can get my book. And let me tell you, you will do yourself a favor. It will be, my book will give you clarity you've never had, and you'll have lots of laughs. I promise you, if you don't have at least 5 belly laughs, then I've written a terrible book. And I'm talking about you probably have 50, but minimum 5. That's the guarantee. It's printed right there on the box. Not to go all Tommy Boy on you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Oh my goodness. The theme of the show today is identity thieves, because that's what the left are. And I started out talking about Elizabeth Warren. I talked about Rachel Dolezal. And you could go on. I mean, the identity thief of Barack Obama. There is no better identity thief than this man. A guy whose name was Barry Satoro. I almost said Soros. Barry Satoro. And he knew that in order for him to get ahead, he had to have some allure. Changes his name to Barack Obama. And adapts this fake identity. Nobody knows who he is, and I'll go into that in more detail, but I want to just talk about some of the things we are going to be discussing, and that's one. Matt Lauer, he's under fire. Went under fire a couple days ago because of sexual harassment charges. Apparently, there was a lawsuit filed against the NBC and him. And I don't know the details. They won't release the details. But I played a clip yesterday of Tucker saying, hey, you know, I got accused. Tucker got accused of rape. And he didn't let anybody know until he was able to definitively say, this isn't me. And it cost him a lot of money. Well, Matt Lauer, he's under fire. I don't consider that stuff news except for the fact that it's part of the overall scheme of things with the left. You've got Harvey Weinstein. You've got Kevin Spacey. A host of other Holly weirdos that are shaking like Chihuahua's about to pass a watermelon. And they're scared to death. You've got politicos out there. You've got Conyers. You've got Franken and a host of others that are they're going, please don't release that list. It's got the $17 million that you've spent, you know, that we've paid for to cover up for their graft. You've got Grijalva, I think that's his name, Grijalva. Juan Grijalva, I think's his name. He's the latest guy with a slush fund that paid somebody off because he's such an ogre to work for. You've got Conyers who had his slush fund. How many other slush funds? How many people didn't go through the Office of Compliance in order to take, you know, to have their sexual dalliances and what have you paid off by the taxpayer? So we've got the ones who did it. And you know, we have record of them. And as the people who pay the bills, I say there should be no question we should be able to see that. But anyway, Matt Lauer's under fire because it's not only Hollywood, it's the media. There was a guy at the New York Times. He was fired for the same reason. And he's taking young reporters and getting them drunk or using that as his excuse to grope them and offer sex or whatever. And look, guys, girls and guys going out in the workforce and the guy says, hey, you want to go out sometime? Sure. Or no, don't ask me again. You know, I get it. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast these days. But now if you ask somebody out, I'm presuming it's considered sexual harassment unless they really dig you. And that's all. And then if they really dig you for a little while, it's cool. But when they no longer dig you, well, then it's sexual harassment all over again. So, guys, the world is changing in that regard. Anyway, so we'll talk about Matt Lauer being under fire. He's married to a Swedish model. That would be I would be like, what? Check her out. Look at my wife. What are you talking about? Anyway, we got a lot to discuss on Elizabeth Warren because let me tell you something. You were figuring out, and I knew this a long time ago. People, Kevin, Elizabeth Warren's probably going to declare Hillary's under fire. I said, Elizabeth Warren is not going to run for president and challenge Hillary. It won't happen. How are you so sure? I said, because Elizabeth Warren has more skeletons in her closet, and they're not Native American skeletons, okay? She's afraid. She's not running for president. And I'm going to tell you something else. I said this the other day. Elizabeth Warren not only didn't run for president, she never will. If you are in the... I'm going to save you some time, leftists. Don't donate money to her presidential campaign. Don't donate money to her presidential campaign exploratory committee. Because she will never run for president, nor will she ever be president of the United States. It will not happen. End of story. So, you can take that to the bank. Monica Lewinsky has a message for an upcoming special that's centering around her and former President Bill Clinton. They're calling it the Monica Lewinsky Scandal. Now, the reason why I bring this up under the context, in the context, rather, of identity theft is because that's completely wrong. What they call this, the Monica Lewinsky scandal. See, this is out of the USA Today, and it's Hollywood doing what it does best. It's still protecting the Clintons. See, it's not the Monica Lewinsky scandal. She didn't get impeached. She was in I'm not going to say she was an unwilling participant because that would be, that certainly wouldn't be true. But she's, you know, a casualty of the situation. The real situation is exactly what I've been describing. The lie of the left. See, the left wanted you to believe that the Clintons were this down home country family. And Bill Clinton's a good governor, and he just wants to do the best for America. And he's going to come on and, you know, run. And he's got this really supportive, beautiful wife that's really smart. And all they want to do is help America. That is a lie. This was a scheming couple, a political couple in a political marriage who didn't care who they mowed over in order to get what they wanted. And even to this day, they've trained the population, the populace, the folks at the media, they've trained them. Don't make it about us. This isn't the Monica Lewinsky scandal. This is the Bill Clinton scandal. This is the Clinton family, the Bill and Hillary scandal. But it, in no way, Monica Lewinsky, for all intents and purposes, could have just been blank, you know, like Roe v. Wade. You know, the real lady in the whole abortion thing, they never used her real name. That's what this could be. But they make it about Lewinsky because it deflects off of who it really is about. It's truly identity theft in the way of this particular situation, because you're not talking, people aren't going to be going, the Bill Clinton scandal, the Bill Clinton impeachment scandal, because that's what it was about. A guy deciding that he was going to, he lied to us, by the way. He lied publicly multiple times. I had no affairs with Hillary. And Hillary's,
well, these are women that just really want to go after my husband. My husband.
She was lying. Lied on major TV interviews over and over again, knowing the allegations against her husband. And they have the nerve to call this show the Lewinsky scandal. This is the Bill Clinton impeachment scandal. Period. And that's what Lewinsky said in a tweet. He's like, this isn't about me. Poor girl. Hope she can get on with her life. Keep it here, folks. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All my friends are white, man. It's tough because they always try to categorize me. Last week, my friend's like, "Hey, man, you're Indian, right?" I'm like, "That's right." "So you're from India?" I was like, "Way to go, Steve." He's like, "All right, India's in Asia. I guess that makes you Asian." I was like, "Nah, man, Asians are Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, all the Nieces." He's like, "All right, you're not Asian. I guess that makes you Middle Eastern." I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Asian it is. Take it easy, buddy." You know? Do we have any Middle Easterners here tonight? Good. Because it only takes one, right?
Funny stuff, good stuff. Love, love comedy, because it tells, you know, people are telling you their thoughts in their humor. And I love that. And it's, here's what was so cool about that particular set. Is here's a guy, you know, that's making fun of his heritage, right? But he knows who he is. I'm Indian. But he jokingly said, "You're Middle Eastern." And he goes, "Oh, no, no, no. I'll go back to being Asian." You know, which, of course, he is. India is in Asia. Anyway, I love that stuff. And I love talking about this stuff. And I wish, it's God's plan. I hope to be able to talk about this stuff openly and honestly. In fact, I was on Fox News Radio, Todd Starnes show, and we were talking about this very topic. Well, we were talking about it in terms of black identity. And black identity is a strange thing, because, you know, there are black people that say, "Kevin, you're not black." And I'm like, "Why?" "Because you don't think this way, really. So we have a way that we think that makes us black." And it's so ridiculous on so many levels, and I want to explore that, because I could blow gaping holes into all of their theories. And that's what I want to do. But we've been talking about identity theft, and the question I would like to ask the audience is this. Why steal somebody's identity? Okay? And I'm asking you, you know, because people do that. I'm the victim of identity theft. It took a lot of money and time to get my stuff all corrected. But if you've had your identity stolen, you know it's a harrowing deal. I mean, I got stopped in a traffic stop and got arrested, taken to the jail. You know, Popo was like, "Who are you?" I'm Kevin Jackson. I'm in a suit taking my kid to school, and I get arrested. It's like, whoa. So firsthand, I got a chance to see it. I was there. I was detained for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours before my attorney comes down and, you know, has a bunch of paperwork, says, "This is who this guy is." And but anyway, he gets me out, and I'm mad. They've wrinkled my suit. I'm late for meetings. My day was packed. I mean, I'm calling my office going, you know, I make my one phone call to my attorney and say, "Call the office and tell them to cancel this meeting, this meeting, this meeting." And, you know, while he's working on getting me out. And, but anyway, I get arrested for it. And then they tell me, "Well, Kevin, We know it's not you, but on your record is a guy who killed somebody.
I'm like, what?
And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, then take it off. I say to the cops, I'm in Plano, Texas. I tell them, take that off my record. And they go, well, we can't. I go, what do you mean you can't? You know it's not me now. He goes, yeah, but it doesn't work like that. It's got to be done officially. So it took a lot of time, energy, and money. And it went through a bunch of other stuff, too. Couldn't get, credit for this or that. It was bizarre. So I just want you to think about that. Waking up one day and electronically, people think you're somebody else. Or they don't know who you are. So whether it's the police, whether it's your bank, you know, one of the major reasons for identity theft is to steal your bill, the medical, for medical. If I want to go in and have Cadillac healthcare, I'm going to get, some leftist identity because, they're going to have the best. They're the ones that get the golden parachute healthcare. You don't want mine. Promise you that. But that's the reason people were stealing health care. I got to go in and get $100,000 surgery. I don't have the money for it. My identity theft, I'm good. Woo, yeah, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so. So that's what they would do. Now, you got to be careful because steal the wrong identity, steal Charlie Sheen's identity, and that could open up a whole other can of worms. But I want you to think about identity theft as it translates to politics, where your nation's identity has been stolen. That's what I want people to understand. Over the past few decades, the identity of this country has been stolen. And it's funny because it technically hasn't been stolen. It's been taken over, right? Because there is no other country that can steal the identity of America. America's unique. But what can happen to America is somebody says, you're no longer America. We're going to make you different. So we've got a new identity. Now, I'll ask you. I don't know how old you are in the audience, but, you're all different ages. I know my demographics. People tell me. And most of you are over 40 years old, 35 years old. So look back in the decades of your life. If you're 35, you're on the cusp. But if you're 40, 50 years old, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And let me ask you this. What identity for America do you prefer? Do you prefer the identity of today? Or do you prefer the identity, not today under Trump? Let's say the identity that Trump inherited through Barack Obama. Or do you prefer the identity that America had when you were growing up as a kid? I know what I would prefer. I prefer the identity that said a kid, a little poor black kid growing up on a big ranch in Texas that's from the city, whose mother died and father was in prison, can grow up to be anything he wanted. People have told me this when Barack Obama got elected president. Dude, I just never thought that would happen in my life. And I was thinking to myself, I never thought that it wouldn't. There's not a time I grew up, from the moment I was able to conceive a thought, that I thought a black man wouldn't be president. I never even envisioned. I mean, if you had said to me, and the black man ain't never going to be president, I would have been like, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That's what I would have said at the age of 5. So people were all excited. Woo! See, because I knew the identity of this nation. I knew that this is a nation that overcomes the worst of its character. The Democrats who decided to make people cattle, that you could own a person, that which is the worst of a man's character, that I can own you, I can dominate you. That's why I can't, a rapist to me is like, what? Why? The idea of dominating somebody because you're stronger or because they're in a vulnerable position. That's exactly what happened, by the way, with Al Green. Congressman Al Green, member of the Congressional Black Circus, he has a staffer who's got a drug problem. And this staffer, instead of getting her help, he takes advantage of it, goes into a sexual relationship with a woman who's got a drug problem, probably providing her drugs on your dollars through some mechanism. I guarantee you he didn't pay for it. Ends up in a sexual relationship with her. Then when she says, look, I want out and this is not good for anybody, he then threatens that he'd expose that she's a drug addict so she wouldn't be able to work, etc. That's the kind of representation Al Green gives to his constituents. The same way he treats somebody to whom he wants to share himself with. He will treat his constituents identically the same, like crackheads, like crack prostitutes. Now, contrast that with Donald Trump. Donald Trump found out that the woman who was got crowned Miss something, whatever pageant he ran, I don't remember whether she was Miss America, whether she was one of the contestants, but he found out she had a cocaine problem. I think she had the crown, if I'm not mistaken. He said to her, I'm going to send you to rehab so you can get better. He didn't fire her. He didn't take her crown away. He quietly sent her to rehab for her to get herself well and then resume her activities as Miss America or whatever pageant he runs. I don't keep up with that kind of stuff. But the story's real. Go research it for yourself. Now, Donald Trump is called the misogynist. He'll grab women by the blankety blank. Well, let me tell you something. He was around beautiful women. And in this particular case, he finds out that this girl's got a drug problem. And people with drug problems are very vulnerable. They are willing to do a lot to get their drugs. They're willing to do a lot not to, especially at her level, not to expose themselves, you know, publicly and their problems and things like this. And Donald Trump didn't look at her situation in a situation of weakness. He said, let's get you help. That is not a misogynist. That is not somebody who's looking to take advantage of women. That is a loving, caring person who said, you know what? I get it. And let me tell you why I think that's even doubly important. It's because Donald Trump's brother was an alcoholic. And Trump said his brother, I think his brother's name was Fred. He said he was my idol, but he had a problem with alcohol. So he understood it. I just want to make a contrast for you on identities. See, the left wants you to have an identity of Donald Trump. They want to paint an identity on him the same way they painted that identity on this great country. They want you to hate it. They want you to believe that you've done nothing but bad things to people when it's far different. Know who you are and be proud of it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And we are talking about identity and identity theft specifically, because America's identity has not been stolen, because nobody can steal America's identity. We are unique in our identity. If Canada tried to say, hey, hello, we're America, people would go, you ain't America. Get your little booty out of here. What you talking about? You know, if Germany said, we're American, people would go, you ain't no American. Shut, Germany, get out of here. Go back to where you're from. We would know right away. Japan, we're American. We know. Come on now. Come on, Japan. You can't sneak up and do that. What, Russia? Could Russia usurp America's identity? Of course not. There's no country that could become American. Name me the country. Oh, Kevin, China's really... China what? We kick your butt, China. Don't make us come after you, you know. Look, we are uniquely American, but the left has done a very good job of bringing this new identity to America. Multiculturalism. We need to be more Arab, and we're not a Judeo-Christian nation. We're a Judeo-Christian Muslim nation. Nonsense.
It's not how we were founded. Our ideals as Americans differ so dramatically from those of Muslims, it's ridiculous. Look, if you want to be a Muslim in America, congratulations, but you will have to conform to us, not the other way around. But we've allowed that. Battered woman syndrome. Wait till your husband gets home, your abusive husband, and then say, is it okay to be happy? What should I feel? I heard a lady talk about this on one of these talk shows, and she said, when I didn't know how to act, I didn't know what my emotion needed to be until my husband came home and I saw what he was. If he was happy, I was happy. If he was mad, I had to be mad. I had to mimic his reaction. That's what we've done. Leftism has created this. And so you know what we got? We got a guy who in 2016, early on, said, I want America's identity back. It's been stolen. It's been tucked away. Not so much stolen, but beaten down to the point where we no longer know who we are. Make America great again. What's funny about that is people see that as product or, you know, service or something. No, it isn't. Make America great again was meant to be a spirit. The spirit had been beaten out of America because Barack Obama was an abusive man. The leftists are abusive. That's what they do. They beat you down. And so you're watching all these battles waging right now. There is a war on men being waged by the left in a direct attempt to emasculate this country, to make men feel worse. Go look at the curricula at colleges and universities. Go look at how little boys aren't even called on in class anymore. There's a war against men. There is a war brewing against whites in this country. I'm not here as a black man to protect you. I'm here to protect you as a human being. I see a wrong. I'm going to talk about it. Go look at, if you don't think there's a war, go look at where your money goes and all this public education. How much of your tax dollars are being spent to tell black people you've been wronged and you're weak, and to tell white kids you had too much privilege and now it's time for you to give it up? Now, what could possibly come good from that in either direction? Black people feeling like, yeah, you owe me something. And white kids feeling like, oh, geez, I'm so sorry. By my birthright, I owe you something. That's just ridiculous, but we've allowed it. And I could go on. And so what happened was, we get a guy that said, we're going to make America great again. We're going to give you a spirit that makes you understand that despite we not being perfect, we're good people. And the American spirit is the only thing that saves this world from destruction. Now, I know it doesn't... Kevin, that's a bit of hyperbole. I have not overstated anything. It is America that saves the world from going into utter destruction. And that's why God shows favor to us. God shows favor to us because we understand, we're the group of people that maintain sanity in this crazy world, and we protect little Israel. And that's why we get favor. Because God could have easily turned his back on us in the time of Barack Obama and leftism. Any time over the past three decades, God could have said, I'm leaving y'all alone. He did to a little degree. That's how we got Obama. That's how we got leftism. But maybe we had to go that far down the path in order to right ourselves. So all these wars are brewing. And everybody's talking about, oh, Donald Trump, he's the Antichrist, he's evil, he's this, he's that. And as their stock markets go up, as they go to their jobs, getting raises, and so on and so forth. Let me just tell you something. Why do you like Trump? You may like him because of the stock market, because your portfolio is going through the roof. Or he may make you feel safer than that black dude can make you feel. But I'll tell you what I like about him. I like that he's ordinary. I like that I forget that Donald Trump is a multi-billionaire. I like that I know who he is. And you know what I do? The same thing I do with all my friends and my family and anybody else I meet. I take the good with the bad. If you're going to be in my life, if I've decided you're going to be in my life, I take the good with the bad. You got one of those friends that you call up and you're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, oh, man. Yeah, ooh. And you're like, oh, here it is. But you got to get through that 5 minutes. before you finally, you know, get something good out of him. Like, oh, yeah, man, I'm happy. And he's a friend. You know that. And you know that the phone call is going to be 5 minutes of, oh, man, my girl. All them kids, some crazy kids, all my job. But you take it. You got a friend that, you know, that has a habit you don't like. Whatever. But you take it. Because you go, no, I get it. The good with the bad. Leftists don't do that. They will jettison you so fast you don't even know what's going on. But here's my point to all of this, folks. You don't have to like everything that Donald Trump is about. Because that's true of everybody you know. That's true of your husband. That's true of your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your kids, your friends, your acquaintances, your work co-workers, cohorts, whatever. It's true of everybody you know. Say what you want about Donald Trump, but I will tell you this. He gives you real world. That's why people gravitate to him. Chuck Schumer the other day, he made a comment. Yeah, Donald Trump, you know, he needs to be a president that's for doing things instead of just tweeting all the time. He hates tweeting. That's why I love the Donald Trump tweets. And you know why you love it? Because it's putting you in direct touch. How close can you get to the president? You can send a note on Twitter to Donald Trump. You may not know if he gets it directly or whatever, but that's as close as you get. How much of that do you think you could do with Obama? I mean, you had the same apparatus, but Obama, hey, we're going to tweet about, you know, this went on today. Here you go. Take this little morsel. He didn't tweet to keep you necessarily in touch with him, understanding his feelings and emotions. He just said, here you go. Here's some information you need to know. I'm putting it out there, and there you go. And that's it. It wasn't a two-way street. With Trump, he's liable to retweet you. If it's the right, you know, something he once said, he's liable to. Anyway, he's a real-world dude. You feel like you know him. Even if you don't like him, you know him. Sometimes that's a good thing. You're like, man, I don't like that dude. Why can't? Well, because he does this, that, and the other. And then people go, but look, that's just the way he is. How many times I have more respect for going, look, that's who he is, period. I may not want to hang out, may not like him, but I'll go, I know him. Ask that question about Obama. Few people truly know him, and they won't know him. His life will be a glossed over secret even long after he's dead. The left don't want you to know Obama any more than they want you to know them. If you don't believe me, look at the cover-ups. Look at the payouts. Payouts made to cover up the things that they don't want you to know about. Conyers paying somebody off. Why? Because he doesn't want you to know that somebody didn't like his behavior in the office. Now there's more allegations against him. Al Franken. We get the real nature revealed of who he is. Look at Weinstein. What are you? He put on a great public face. I'm not talking about his actual looks. But in terms of what he wanted you to believe him to be as a person, it was amazing what he did. Conyers, Violence Against Women's Act, Matt Lauer. I don't know what he did, but he's in the news. We'll talk about him here in a bit. But they want you to believe something about them that's not true. Look, I'm not going to, I tell people all the time, I'm not going to hit on you. I may say, hey, that's a pretty dress, or you know what, you are really pretty. But I'm not hitting on you. If that's I've been told this too. You can't even say that. You can't say, I really like your hair. Ooh, he just made a proposition. You know what? If that's the case, nobody's safe. But you'll know my nature. And my nature is, I'm not going to, you know, there's nothing I'm going to do to you that I wouldn't do in front of other people.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.